present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Liz Fraser in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And somebody's whistling. Derek Nimmo, it's you. Will you please keep quiet?
Sorry.
Derek, why are you whistling before we've even started?
Just a little seasonal whistling, that's all.
All right, we're all trying to get into the festive spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, and also it's my pleasure to welcome Liz Fraser. For the first time, she's going to try and do battle with these three clever protagonists of the game and see what she can do for the Distaff side. Once again, I'm going to ask them all to speak, if they can, for 60 seconds on some subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And, of course, according to how well they do it and whether they're challenged, they will gain points or give them away. Clement Freud, will you begin this week, please? The subject, very seasonal, stuffing your Christmas bird. That means, can you talk about that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Any feathered friend which is afloat at this time of year may be called a Christmas bird. And if you are about to stuff one, I think you should take great care not to choose a bird that is too small, like a sparrow or a dove. In fact, a turkey, a chicken, a goose would be ideal animals for this sort of treatment. I feel that it is ignominious to put your hands inside such poultry, and prefer personally to get my stuffing done on the outside, usually in a roasting tray, keeping such implements as I might use in my culinary pursuits cleaner and less infected than they would otherwise be. But there are many.
Daring them, are you challenged? Why?
No hesitation.
No. I'm keeping it with Clement Freud. So he gains a point because I disagree with the challenge. 6 seconds left. Stuffing your Christmas bird, Clement, now.
Some people think that bird being a synonym...
For those of you who may be fairly new to the game, when the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, who now has a commanding lead of 2 over everybody else because nobody else has yet scored. And, Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is stocking fillers. Can you talk to us? That's a dirty laugh in the audience, wasn't it? Anyway, Derek, stocking fillers, 60 seconds, starting now.
Responding to the dirty laugh in the audience, I would say that my favourite stocking filler is long limbs encased in a pair of these same stockings that we are talking about. On the other hand, there is a dear little man who lives in snow.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
He's talking about legs and suddenly says, on the other hand, with nothing.
Give Clement Freud an extra point for a clever challenge, but Derek wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. Stocking fillers, Derek, you keep the subject and continue, and there are 42 seconds left, starting now.
In Snowland lives a charming old gentleman with a white beard, as every boy and girl knows.
I didn't know that.
Liz Fraser, you challenged.
Yes, I didn't know that.
She's no, not a boy.
Well, I'm You're sorry that you don't know it, Liz, and maybe after the show I can explain to you all about Father Christmas. You see, he wasn't actually deviating from the subject, he was keeping going. The fact that you didn't know about it, unlike everybody else, it's very sad.
It is
sad. But it means that Derek still keeps the subject, and he gets a point, of course, and there are 35 seconds left, stocking fillers, starting now.
Santa Claus, or Father Christmas, as Nicholas Parsons would say, keeps his stocking fillers in a large sack, which he keeps on the back of his sleigh.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
The word keep occurred twice.
Yes, that is right. You did say keep twice. It was a bit, no? Yes, you did. It's rather difficult.
Keep.
Small words, not to repeat them occasionally. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, so you gained a point, and you have 27 seconds for stocking fillers starting now.
Little cuddly bunnies made of cotton wool and harmless material like that, and marzipans, chocolates, and little wafers.
Liz, my love, you challenged.
He said little twice.
Yes, I'm afraid you did. And she was listening terribly well, got him very sharply there. And, because you see, if you press your buzzer first, it eliminates all the other buzzers.
Quite so right. I don't want to eliminate anybody else's buzzer.
No, well... So, Liz, you've gained a point, and you have 15 seconds now to take over the subject of stocking fillers, starting now.
One of the advantages of growing older and bigger is that one's stockings enlarge with age, which means that one can get more fillings into one's hosiery.
Hesitation.
There was a definite hesitation, I'm afraid, Liz. Derek, you gain a point. I agree with the challenge. So there are 3 seconds left now for you to take over stocking fillers, starting now.
When I wake up on Christmas morning, I find a lovely orange right at the bottom next to a
Kenneth Williams, why do you check?
Christmas, you said it before.
You did say Christmas before. You used Father Christmas before, and now you say Christmas.
So absolutely right. Well, listen.
Occasionally, they can't think of any other way to argue their way back to it, so they come magnanimous. Kenneth listened well. He got in just with 3/4 of a second to go on stocking fillers. Kenneth, starting now.
Silver bells! Silver bells!
Kenneth Williams was speaking then when the whistle went, so he gains that extra point, and to use his phrase, he has leapt into the lead.
Well, thank goodness, my record has been abysmal over the last few weeks. Abysmal!
But you've leapt...
The only one I can describe it. It's been abysmal. I've seen no kind of encouragement, and we all need a bit of ego massage.
You're behaving in an abysmal way.
Oh,
yes, because you've leapt into the lead alongside Clement Freud. It's not quite enough to...
Oh, I see.
And Liz Fraser, it's your turn to begin. So, the subject is still on the Christmas theme. I'm glad to say, things I've found in crackers. And as a little cracker yourself, Liz, will you talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
One of the things that I found in crackers was my husband. It happened like this. I had an invitation some years ago to attend a housewarming party by a friend, and I agreed and accepted with alacrity, and bejeweled and bedecked, I arrived at her abode, and I had the feeling that something very exciting was going to happen. And I looked around the rooms to see if there was some sort of nice man that I could perhaps be attached to. A tall, dark stranger approached me and asked me where the loo was. I didn't know, so I directed him to the hostess who was standing near me at the time, and another man approached me, and we found that we had a great deal in common. For instance, we both enjoyed Derek Nimmo's feet, Clement Freud's cooking, Kenneth Williams' wit, and Nicholas Parsons' milk. And he then proposed to me.
I must say
that the house's name was Crackers.
Liz Fraser has joined us for the first time. She started with a subject and she managed to keep it right through to the end, so she gets a bonus point for speaking for 60 seconds. Well done, Liz. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree. And that laugh, listeners, was occasioned by the fact that Clement Freud looked very rapidly at every member of the team here to decide which one he thought he should apply this to. And he finished up with Liz Fraser. So the subject is the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree. Clement Freud, 60 seconds, starting now.
Is a very long way up the top of the Christmas tree, as opposed to the fairy lower down on the same piece of...
Liz Fraser, you challenge.
I think hesitation.
You think, and I think, and so you gain a point, Liz, and you take over the subject of the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree. 50 seconds left, starting now.
There are no fairies at the top of our Christmas tree because... I knew I was going to talk...
Kenneth Williams, you challenge.
Great hesitation.
Yes, I didn't know what I was going to say.
My darling, I don't like to be ungallant, but I'm sure...
You were being absolutely accurate.
Thank you very much, Kenneth.
You get a point. You take over the subject. There are 45 seconds left. The fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, starting now.
She is generally a rather delicate-looking creature with tinsel and porcelain mice-like features, and everyone says that she is presiding over this festive gathering and spreading light and joy from the top of her perishing Christmas tree. It is very pretty, indeed. Of course, it is in the process of decay, as you all know, when you come to clear up those dreadful needles that get everywhere. I once sat on them and had them with appalling trouble afterwards, but only a very greasy emollient eased my anguish.
Challenged. Why?
Well, he's talking about something really rather nasty, which has got nothing to do with the fairy. It was way up on the top of the tree.
Yes, and there are 8 seconds left, Derek, for the fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, starting now.
When I was a small boy, I used to sing a lovely song, which was, "Every little boy would like to be a fairy."
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
What?
When I was a small boy, boy.
Oh, that's right, yes. Clement, you gained the subject, and there are 3 seconds left. The fairy on the top of the Christmas tree, starting now.
Her name is Gladys, and she had the most terrible time getting up.
Clement Freud then gained the extra point for speaking when the whistle went. I've never heard of a fairy called Gladys. What a...
You know, it's a pity. It's
a nice anyway, Gladys got you an extra point, an extra laugh, and you're now equal in the lead with Kenneth Williams.
Oh, what an honour for you, Clem.
Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject's mistletoe. Can you talk to us about that kissable subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Mistletoe is a rather nasty parasitic creature that grows round fruit trees, apples and pears in particular. It's been used from the ancient times to depict something which is really rather nasty, so we won't talk about that. We'll talk about its modern usage, which is to kiss young ladies beneath. And there's nothing I like more, in fact, than singing, "Here we are, beneath the mistletoe, no young..."
Liz Fraser, why have you challenged?
Beneath twice.
Two beneaths give you an extra point, another point, I mean, and you take over the subject of mistletoe, and there are 36 seconds left, starting now.
I always thought that it would be the most romantic thing to be kissed underneath a mistletoe, and every year I would stand strategically placed under this... under twice.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged? Derek, I agree with the challenge of hesitation. You get another point, and there are 12 seconds left, mistletoe, starting now.
Once I spent Yuletide south of the equator, and there they had plastic mistletoe. And nothing more obscene have I ever seen. And if you...
Liz Fraser, why have you challenged?
Is seen, a verb
no,
twice?
No, you said obscene. I've seen.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
It was well listened. But not correct. So Derek gets another point, and there are 3 seconds left for mistletoe, Derek, starting now.
Pucker up your lips, babe. I'm coming in on the downbeat.
Kenneth, party game. Can you tell us something about party games? And there are 60 seconds to do it, starting now.
I think it was probably expressed most beautifully by Bernard Gascoigne when he wrote, "Here's a pencil and pad, you won't find it bad. These are games that we all of us know. Pass them on as you write them and ad infinitum. It's just party games. Make a good evening, girl." And even as he uttered those words to me for the first time, a tear began to form in my eye and drop to the floor below, where it ate its way through to the floorboards.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Floor and then floorboards. Two floors.
Yes, alas, it was a pity.
Oh, he's very fly, isn't he?
Yes, it was a lovely story.
But
so, Derek,
what a beautiful poem.
Yes, and what a beautiful teardrop right through to the floorboard. Anyway, Derek, I agree with the challenge. There are 19 seconds left for party games, starting now.
My favourite party game is called Stuffing Your Christmas Bird. What you have to do is to get a large turkey and some sage and onion stuffing, and everybody gathers...
Liz Fraser, why have you challenged?
Stuffing twice.
Stuffing your Christmas bird, right, stuffing. Right. That's quite correct, Liz. Well, listen, 14 seconds left for you, Liz. You take over the subject of party games, starting now.
Are you...
Oh, Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Hesitation,
not at all.
That was breath.
First time on the show, and there's you. Anyway, Liz, you have another point, and there are 13 seconds left for party games, starting now.
I first met...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
No. Even less hesitation. There are 13 seconds left for party games, Liz, starting now.
I first met Clement Freud at a party, and he asked if I would participate
in... Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
I agree. But you didn't let her get out what she was going to say. You said. That's why.
I must say, she stuttered over the thought of what she was going to
yes,
say.
Yes,
indeed. Oh dear, what a pity. We may never know. Perhaps it's as well. Perhaps the series will continue. There are 7 seconds left with you, Clement Freud, to continue with party games starting now.
My favourite party game is getting Ebenezer Scrooge into a stocking filler.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
It's deviation. Getting Ebenezer Scrooge into a stocking is
impossible at this particular time yes. because he does not exist. I give you a point and the subject, and there are 2.5 seconds left. Party games starting now.
We're supposed to take hold of your partner's hand and in her ear.
Well, at the end of that round, Kenneth was speaking once again, so he got the extra point. Liz Fraser crept up in the middle of that game and has now overtaken them, has 1 point lead over the other three at the end of that round. So it really is neck and neck. Liz, your turn to begin. The subject is carol singing. Would you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Good King Wenceslas stepped
Kenneth,
out.
Why have you...
I've challenged because deviation, you should ask to talk about it and should proceed to sing about it.
Yeah, that's a...
And
you
carol singing.
To talk about it.
Yes, it's a very good challenge, because I did say, actually, talk about it, and she started to demonstrate it.
Well, she's new.
What's that?
She's new.
She's new. So let me put it to the audience. Now, do you think, I say, will you talk about it? She was demonstrating it. If you agree with Kenneth's challenge, would you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Do you disagree with Kenneth? You're on the lady's side. She's new to the game, which seems very justified. So
you brainwashed all of them.
Liz gains a point and keeps the subject. There are 55 seconds left for carol singing, starting now.
When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even brightly.
Kenneth, why are you challenged?
Well, we're all those Anne.
Well, technically, she was repeating herself, wasn't she? So, I suppose, to be fair, what?
Oh, that is going to be a rule from now on.
Give it to Kenneth. I did say and.
No, I'm not going to charge any points. That's the fairest thing to do. I'm going to leave the subject with Liz Fraser, no points charged, because I'm not going to charge on ands. I think we've once before established that. 47 seconds left. Carol singing, Liz, starting now.
It is not generally known that I have the most exquisite voice with the range of...
Clement Freud challenge that time.
Hesitation.
I agree, Clement, you gain a point and the subject, and there are 42 seconds left. Carol singing starting now.
When the mince pie is wheeled in on the trolley, we hold hands and sing carols, especially Carol. She...
Liz Fraser challenged. Why?
Well, I thought he said Carol twice, but the first one was actually
this
Carol's.
This is what happens. He tries to be clever,
yes.
And the first person in often gets stumped. So I disagree, because it was Carol's, and now it's a girl called Carol. Clement gets another point, and there are 33 seconds left for carol singing, Clement, starting now.
The holly and the ivy and good and king and Wenceslas and many other lovely carols and...
Liz Fraser, why have you challenged?
Carols.
Yes, well done. It wasn't for and.
Well, you can't.
And there are 22 seconds left for carol singing, Liz, starting now.
And because I have this marvellous voice, I am asked every Christmas time to go singing with the choirs which are going around the various districts in our area. And I go armed with a flask of gargle water and sing Once in Royal David's City, Silent Night, Good King Wenceslas...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of Good King Wenceslas.
Yes, because you sang that before.
Yes, I did sing that
before. So Derek got in very clever just before the whistle. There's half a second to go. Carol singing. Starting now.
I have a lovely new violin.
The audience here all went, oh, but you see, it must be fair in the game, because Ian Messler hadn't actually blown the whistle, so Derek was in. And it's even more exciting, because we have three leaders all together, and Kenneth is behind the other three at the end of the game.
Well, as Herodotus said, what is good without my saying so. Yeah.
But you still have a chance to redress the balance, Kenneth. And the subject now is for Clement Freud. It's your turn to begin, Clement. And the subject is punch. And would you talk to us for 60 seconds, punch, starting now.
If you take equal quantities of cinnamon, clove, and nutmeg, and grate all these and dissolve it in a pint of water, adding a pound of sugar, you get the most excellent bases for a punch, especially if you allow this liquid to boil for an hour or more and then strain it through a cloth into another vessel, adding to this wine whenever you feel like it, because the important thing about punch is the wine therein must not boil.
Derek Nimmo Chant.
Repetition of wine.
Yes, we've had wine twice. Sure. So Derek gains a point and the subject.
I wanted to hear
and
the recipe.
There are 30 seconds left for punch, Derek, starting now.
In the middle of the Victorian era, a very different change came into comedy writing.
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Hesitation.
I didn't notice a hesitation.
But didn't you? Hesitation.
No,
it must
no,
be
no,
the
no,
only
no,
one.
No, 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 I didn't. There are 26 seconds for punch, Derek, starting now.
And a magazine came to be born which was called Punch. It had on the front of it the gentleman who performed with Judy.
Kenneth Williams got hesitation. Him first then. Hesitation, I agree then. So, Kenneth, you get a point. And there are 19 seconds left for punch, starting now.
I received one on my nose in a barrack room in Ceylon, and I remonstrated. I said, here, who do you think you're knocking about? What right have you? He said, look at that, and showed me his arm on which was three stripes, and I had none. And
Derek, would you begin the next round? And the subject is port. And there are 60 seconds for you to talk about it, starting now.
Well, one of the things I've never really gone along with is any port in a storm. It does seem to be rather a foolish thing to say. Because if one is in a tempest or a hurricane or a whirlwind and at sea, one would rather have...
Liz Fraser, why have you challenged?
One.
No, not Anne's.
Not one.
I don't think. No points scored. Leave the subject with Derek Nimmo. And there are 49 seconds left for port, Derek, starting now.
In my... fist, I'd write to
Clement who? Freud challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation. This is a sad thing that sometimes it's difficult to start again. Clement, I have to agree with a definite hesitation. You gain a point, and there are 47 seconds left for port, starting now.
Port is the name given to a fortified wine made in the Oporto Valley of Portugal, where it is drunk by the English gentry who have for years and generations, centuries in fact, been the only people to involve
Liz
themselves.
Liz Fraser, why have you challenged?
Hesitation?
No, he did keep going. He was running down a little, but he kept going. So, Clement, as I disagree with the challenge, you gain another point, and there are 30 seconds left for port, starting now.
It is traditional at smart dinner parties for the ladies to leave the gentlemen and the males of the species thereafter to consume port while their female counterparts are outside.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Because you don't, it's deviation, you don't consume port, you drink it. You consume. That is the act of eating, you see. You don't eat a drink. No, no, I'm not having it. I'm not having it.
You're not having it. You tried very hard, but, I mean, if you've drunk something or eaten it, it has been consumed, surely.
Oh.
So... I'm afraid, to be fair to the game, I have to disagree with the challenge, leave it with Clement Freud, and say there are 18 seconds left for port, Clement, starting now.
On board ship, port is the left-hand side, whereas starboard is the right. And many a sailor has gone to the wrong place simply because of a failure to acquaint himself with this simple form of direction. While drinking liquid...
I'm afraid that we have no more time, so that is the end of this week's contest, if you can call it that, because we like to call it a game. And I must point out right away that Derek's last challenge wouldn't have made any difference to the final result. It's a very fair one, a very interesting one, because equal in second place we had our guest for this week, first time, very good, Liz Fraser. But by a couple of points only, we have the winner once again this week, Clement Freud. That you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. All of us here would like to wish you, listening, a very, very happy Christmas. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.